Welcome to the Caltex Theater, a full hour of dramatic entertainment broadcast over a nationwide network of stations throughout Australia. The Caltex Theater is brought to you by Caltex Oil, marketers of over 1,000 outstanding petroleum products, in association with Caltex dealers and distributors everywhere. Tonight in the Caltex Theatre, you will hear the heartwarming story of Aggie Thompson and her so many children. How she cared lovingly for the social outcasts she took into her home, and how they repaid their debt of gratitude. Starring in So Many Children, you will hear Ruth Cracknell, your producer, Cressick Jenkinson. The Caltex Theatre presents So Many Children, Act One.
Oh, Mrs. Brigham, I didn't know you were standing there.
I hope I'm not disturbing you, Paul.
Oh, no, not at all.
Miss Thompson isn't in?
No, Mrs. Brigham. She went out about 3.
Oh. Well, the front door wasn't locked, so I walked straight in.
Oh, Miss Thompson never locks the front door, Mrs. Brigham.
It's very important that I speak to her. However, she's not home yet. Are you being a good boy, Paul?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Brigham. I don't give trouble anymore, not since I've been staying here.
Some of Miss Thompson's boarders have given a great deal of trouble over the years, you know.
Have they? Well, not me. I've only been here 6 weeks.
Didn't I see that nice probation officer coming here a little while ago?
Mr. Arkwright? Well, yes, you see, I forgot to report to him last week, so he came here to see if I was still here.
I thought for a moment, well, I mean, knives are such dangerous things to carry about, aren't they?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Brigham. It's like I say to everyone all the time, I'm bitterly ashamed for what I did.
It's nice to hear you say that.
Oh, I say it all the time to everyone.
You know, Paul, you can be such a polite young man when you choose.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Brigham.
I think I'll just sit down and wait for Miss Thompson, and you and I can have a little talk.
I wish you'd go to El, Mrs. Brigham. I'm busy.
Oh, what harm have I ever done you, Paul?
Oh, none. And I haven't done you none either. Oh, I may have gone round the bend last time I came ashore and pulled a knife in the heat of the moment, but I never pulled it on you.
I may as well go. I wish I could help you.
I don't like you, Mrs. Brigham. And I don't like all them animals you got in that house of yours next door, neither.
Oh. Poor boy.
Poor boy, my eye.
Hey, has she gone?
You can come in now, Slippy. She's gone.
I can't bear that woman. Honest to goodness, I can't bear her. Coming back where I heard her talking. Yeah. Hey, you see in the paper where they nabbed them blokes what raided Benson's last week?
Aye,
amateurs, that's what they are. Not like the old days when you had to learn how to crack a safe. Now, take me. I never used nope but me ears and me fingers. Nimble they was. And now, crippled with arthritis. Every finger. Aye, terrible thing when a man has to retire at the height of his powers. Sounds like Aggie, coming in back way too. She must have known that old Brigham was hanging around front again.
Oh, what a night. Can't hardly see your nose in front of you. Hey, you know what they're asking for sprouts at the co-op? 1 and 3 a pound. You imagine that.
Want some help, Aggie?
What's up with you?
Why, nothing's up.
Oh, you never asked to help unless you've been up to something bad.
Oh, Aggie.
Aggie, you know what? I think my arthritis is getting a bit better. Look, I can wiggle my fingers a little bit.
You stopped wiggling your fingers 10 years ago, Slippy, last time you came out of jail. You got a good job now, and you pay me room and board nice and regular. So don't you muck things up by trying to crack safes again, hmm?
What's a good job? Night watchman at glue factory.
Bit sticky, eh?
Oh, very funny.
Anyone come while I was out, Paul?
Oh, only Mrs. Brigham. Oh, and old Arkwright, too.
Oh, Mr. Arkwright, what did he say?
Same as he always says. Chin up, chin up. Oh, and he said he's bringing along a new boarder before supper.
Aye, that's right.
You never told me you'd let Mr. Sydenham's room again.
Well, I have. And, Paul, I got something to say to you. You know where I just come from? I've been to see a pal of mine what works for the mercantile traders down by the docks. He says he might be able to fix you up with a job.
Oh, what's the use, Aggie? It's like I told you, if they find I'm on probation, they don't want me.
Well, if you think that's a good enough excuse for not looking for work, you've got another thing coming. So you better go and have a chat with my pal tomorrow. Or I'll go. That'll probably be Mr. Arkwright with the new boarder.
I wish I could have Mr. Sydenham's room.
Well, you can't.
Hello there, Agatha.
Ah, hello there, Mr. Arkwright. This'll be my new boarder, eh?
Aggie, this is Anna. Anna Kirsten. Miss Thompson, Anna.
Oh, I am glad to meet you, Lou. Now, come right in. Now, we'll just put your things in your room, and then you can have a bite to eat, and we'll get acquainted proper. Ah, this'll be your room in here now. A light switch just here, see? It's a bit bare at the moment, I know. Empty rooms always are. But once you settle in, you'll make it nice and homely and everything, eh? We'll leave you to get some of your things unpacked. All right? Mr. Arkwright?
Hmm? Oh, yes.
I'll call you when the meal's ready, love. Don't she talk?
Oh, give her a bit of time and she'll be all right, Aggie.
Yeah, I hope so. I do indeed. She in bad trouble, Mr. Arkwright?
No, I wouldn't say so. Not where the law's concerned, at any rate. She's had an amazing number of different jobs. The last one, she was secretary of the orphanage on Wilberforce Road.
Aye, I know it.
Well, none of the staff liked her. Now she them together. And she was dismissed. Well, on the morning she left...
No, you don't have to tell me the details. It's nothing to do with me what she's done.
Aggie, there's something else. From what I hear, the landlord is going to sell all the houses on this street.
Sell them? Who to?
The tenants.
You mean, he's going to ask me to buy this house?
Now, that's it.
But I can't. I couldn't afford to. Oh, now, surely the law...
He's entitled to do so if he wants to. Buy or get out, I'm afraid that's what it amounts to.
Buy or get out. You know what he's asking?
£600.
Oh, that's a laugh.
Or the building society, I'll arrange for you to pay £50 down and £1 a week.
But I haven't got 50 quid. Oh, but still and all, I mustn't go crossing bridges before I actually come to them, as the saying goes. I'll just wait a bit and see what happens.
Are you there, Agatha?
Come in, Cornelia.
I thought it better to let you get your meal over and done with before I popped in again.
Thoughtful of you.
And I wouldn't bother you now if it wasn't so very important.
Have you run out of money again?
Agatha, you always put things so bluntly. After all, dear, we've been friends a great many years, haven't we? I mean, ever since you came here to live, I've always been, well, sympathetic and understanding neighbour, haven't I?
Bear me this, Cornelia. I've just been through the most difficult meal. My new girl not talking and Slippy and Paul. Anyhow, it was difficult and I don't feel like... Well, what do you do with your money anyway? It beats me how you're always broke.
Well, I simply must feed all my little friends, Agatha. Whatever money I have, well, they just have to be fed. And this afternoon, Budgie and Woodgie, my little budgie gars, they've finished the last little packet of seeds. And all my kitty cats really should have the liver once a week if they're to keep their coats glossy.
Oh, all right, all right. Here, lend you another 10 bob.
Oh, thank you, Agatha. You're so kind. You really are. I'll just make a note of it in my little black book. 10 shillings. There we are. Yes, you're a good woman in spite of everything.
And what does that mean exactly? In spite of everything?
Oh, nothing, dear, nothing at all.
You don't fool me, Cornelia. You don't have no better opinion of me or my boarders than anyone else in this street. Not in your heart, you don't.
I guess, sir. Have I ever said, oh, more important, done anything against them? Even when my little pearl ring was stolen 10 years ago, did I go to the police, Agatha?
I got the ring back for you. I marched straight into your house and found it for you. And some of the other things you thought boarders of mine had stolen.
Oh, I know I mislay things, Agatha, but I'm not as clever as you are.
I'm so sure about that.
At finding them again. And all I'm saying is, considering the type of people you have here as boarders, all of them in trouble with the law in some way or other, well, I mean to say, no one could accuse me of being intolerant.
No, buzz off.
And then there's that other thing, Agatha. I've never told a soul, you know. Your secret's been safe with me ever since you came down from Atherton 25 years ago.
I was a fool to tell you in the first place.
Oh, but I know how it is, dear. One's got to confide in somebody. And who better than in someone who lives next door and who understands and forgives.
Who asked you to forgive anything? What I did was not to do with you.
No, dear, of course not. But what I meant was someone who won't hold what you did against you, like some people in this street would. Or like that Mr. Arkwright would, for example, if he found out.
All right, Cornelia, all right. You've said your little piece, you've got your 10 bob. Now trot off, will you?
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun. I don't know. It don't seem like Christmas Eve, Aggie. Honest, it doesn't.
Oh, it seems just like every other Christmas Eve to me. Ah, there we are now. That's got the tree looking more like a Christmas tree. Bit of a scrawny looking little tree this time, but still and all, the tinsel and stuff makes it look nice.
Hey, Aggie, you won't let no one else buy this house, will you?
Oh, Slippy dear, please don't start on it again. I'm doing my best to save the deposit. I'll do my best to see you don't have to go somewhere else to live.
Oh, I don't know. I can see the old folks home coming closer and closer.
Ah, give it a break like a good chap just for one night.
I don't know what old folks is going to do in it.
The star on the top looks a bit wobbly. Now, if I can just reach up there.
Here, Aggie, what's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing, love. Oh, just got a bit dizzy reaching up, that's all.
Why? Aggie, you're as white as a sheet.
Oh, nothing to get upset about.
And what are you touching your chest like that for?
Oh, didn't realize I was doing it. Bit of indigestion and dizziness, that's all, love. Here, Slippy, give us a drop of water, will you?
Yes, yes, all right.
That there, young Dr. Myers, give me some little pills.
Have you been to see the doctor?
Oh, just about this silly indigestion, that's all.
Did he give you some pills for it?
That's right, love. Oh, the water, ta. There we are. I'll be as right as rain now.
Well, as long as you're sure it's nothing more than indigestion.
It isn't.
Anyone home?
Out here, Paul.
Well, 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 look what's happening here. Aggie sitting down. First time I've ever seen you sitting down for a bit of a rest, Aggie. Something wrong with you?
Oh, dear me, no.
Indigestion, that's what she's got. And it makes her dizzy.
Eh?
It's nothing at all. Now, what do you think of the tree, Paul?
Oh, aye. Very nice, sir. Very nice indeed. Oh, and here, Aggie, the rent.
Oh, ta, dear. How's the job going there at Mercantile Traders?
Oh, as well as any job goes, I suppose.
You make a good fist of that and it might lead to... Oh, here. You're giving me too much, boy.
Oh, no, Aggie. The extra's making up for all the weeks when I didn't pay you nothing.
Oh, but that's daft. There's no need
Oh,
to...
now, come on, Aggie. You give me a pain when you try and argue with me. Well, put it in the kitty. How's kitty coming on, eh? Money piling up? Here, let's have a look.
Oh. Piling up. That's a laugh, all right.
Oh, well, give it time, eh? Hey, guess who I saw down by the doctor this afternoon?
Who, love?
Lady Misery.
Paul, I wish you wouldn't call Anna that.
All right.
Anyhow, what was she doing all the way down there?
Well, she wasn't doing nothing, just sitting on a pile of ropes, tearing down river towards sea. About 4 o'clock it was.
What was you doing?
Me? I was having a smoke behind the warehouse.
Well, that's a good way to lose a job.
Oh, listen, me old love, haven't you heard? You don't get the sack for sneaking a smoke no more.
Oh. Yeah, I hope she's all right.
I know her sort. Thinks she's a great lady. She's like Lily, pretending to be refined.
That Lily. She didn't like you, that's my guess.
And I didn't like her. That's my trouble, though. I don't like women, but I can't keep my hands off them.
Oh, that'll be Anna now, I expect. Yeah, but this Lily, from what I remember, she was more scared than hurt, wasn't she?
From what she told the police, you'd think I'd cut her ruddy head off.
Yes, well, like I say, it's better to forget all about such things. Well, I'll go along and see how Anna is, I think. She mightn't have had anything to eat yet.
Oh, but careful she don't eat you for going into her room.
Oh, I heard you come in, Anna. Packing up, are you? You don't like it here, is that it? Or was you just going to run away somewhere?
Leave me alone, please. What I'm doing is no business of yours.
Of course, you can't leave unless you tell the probation people. Now, come on, lass. What's up with you? You can't keep it inside you the rest of your life. Here it is, Christmas Eve, and we should all be happy and everything but you. You don't eat proper, you don't talk. Now, what is it, Anna? Paul said he saw you down by docks this afternoon. Is there something wrong at the mill, love?
I don't work there anymore.
Oh? Why, what have you done?
Why should you think I did anything? Why is everything my fault?
Sorry. What happened then?
I was told to go.
Now listen, Anna. I've known the foreman up there at the mill, Bert Crawley, for 15 years or more, and he'd no more sack one of his girls on Christmas Eve than he'd cut his own mother's throat. So let's have somewhat nearer the truth.
I told Mr. Crawley I was leaving.
Ah, oh, you did you? Well, that's a little different from getting the sack, isn't it?
I don't wish to work where people don't like me.
Well, did you try to be liked? Or did you behave like you do here? Like we wasn't fancy enough for you?
Oh, leave me alone. Why don't you leave me alone?
You feel proper sorry for yourself, don't you? You know one thing I can't abide? Folks feeling sorry for themselves.
Oh, please.
Well, I'm off to take a bath. And if you don't like it here, then go ahead and make other arrangements. I've got plenty of use for this room. I'm just about finished with you, my girl. Yeah, I'll just get these things unpacked again. It's a funny thing, you know. I must have been about your age when everything seemed to go wrong for me. Of course, things was a lot different in them days. If folks was poor, they really was poor. My dad was a miner, you know, digging up coal. Proper chapter of accidents it was. It was one of them disasters in the mine. My dad was killed. And my ma didn't live much longer. Where does this go, love?
Anywhere, it doesn't matter.
I know I talk a bit sharp from time to time, but it don't mean nothing. And there's nothing so bad that it can't be worse, as the saying goes. You know, you've got some very pretty things. Where do you keep this lipstick?
Leave it there, please.
You don't use lipstick much, though, do you? It's funny seeing a young lady not using lipstick. Oh, you know, it was proper funny here 4 or 5 years ago. I had a young lass here as a boarder. She'd been had up for being a bit too sporty, if you know what I mean. But she'd just started at it, so the magistrates took her on probation. Well, she had proper masses of lipstick and all, every bit of face paint you could think of. And on my birthday, she wouldn't take no for an answer, but made up my face. Lipstick and all. And funny violet stuff for me eyes. And she brushed my hair a new way and put a ribbon on it, and in I come for supper looking like the Queen of Sheba or something worse. Oh, laugh. I thought old Slippy had bust. And when she left here, she gave me one of them Japanese wraps. Nice looking thing it is. Very colourful.
Eh, well, my children come and go, and that's a fact, but there's nothing wrong with a good laugh, eh? Nice clear night. Won't be long before they start ringing the church bells. Wouldn't be surprised to hear you'd had a happier Christmas than you're having now.
Yes. Much happier.
Where are your mum and dad, love?
In London.
Oh, then wouldn't you rather be spending Christmas with them?
I haven't seen them for nearly 5 years.
Oh, but why have they not?
They never had any time for me. Never since I can remember.
Was there just you? No brothers or sisters?
No. My father always wanted a son. He often used to say so. And then I'd shout at him. I'd tell him I hated him and my mother too.
Oh, come now. You shouldn't have done that.
Why not? I did hate them. When I was angry or did something wrong, it was the only time they ever took any notice of me.
Have you ever been married?
No. People don't... Men... I don't like people.
Hey, but you can't go on feeling like that, love.
Why not? I don't need anybody. Oh, why don't you leave me alone? I don't need anybody. Only in the orphanage. This...
Yes, love. In the orphanage.
I thought things were going to be different there. There was this little boy. I felt... I'd never felt...
You any... loved him, eh? That was it, eh?
I loved him so much. And he loved me.
Well, now, and why shouldn't he?
But they said my job was in the office and not with the children. I lost my temper. They told me to go. When I said goodbye to this little boy, he clung to me and cried. And when I left...
Yes?
When I left, I took him with me. Where did you go? We were on a train, but the police found us and... they took him away from me.
Oh, what a shirt.
Do you understand?
Understand. Anna, love, if you only knew. Understand, I should say I do. And you've never been married, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, perhaps you can get married before very long and have a baby of your very own. You need someone to look after. That's my guess.
Yes, I think you're right.
Oh, my goodness, you can smile. I was beginning to wonder. Ah, oh, someone at the door. And if it's that Cornelia Brigham again. Here, run a comb through your hair, love. Fix your face up a bit. Come out and join us all around the Christmas tree, eh? Much better than staying in here.
Yes, all right. I'll do that. Thank you.
Evening, Aggie.
Well, well, Mr. Arkwright. Come in, love, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Aggie, and the same to you.
Come along here. We've got the tree set up out here. Don't be long, Anna.
No.
Evening, Anna. Merry Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
How's she going, Aggie?
Oh, she'll be as good as gold from now on, I reckon. Confiding in me now, she is.
Excellent.
Well, here we are now.
Evening all, and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Well, sit down and make yourself comfortable now, Lou.
No, I'm not staying long, thanks, Aggie. I just popped in because I... Well, here, Aggie, take this. It's a Christmas present for you.
For me? Oh, but Mr. Arkwright, you shouldn't have done this. All the expenses you got, you shouldn't be buying me Christmas presents.
Well, it's from a number of people.
What?
Aggie, open the bloomin' thing and see what the present is.
Eh? Oh, yes, yes. Oh, well, I am grateful, Mr. Arkwright. But from a number of people, you see.
Aggie.
Oh, yes, that's right, all right. It's money.
Look at it. Why, there must be...
Hundreds. Blimey, hundreds of quid.
Oh, Mr. Arkwright.
I wish there were hundreds there, but... Well, it's 40 quid, Aggie.
40. Why, with this and what I've scraped together already. Oh, Mr. Arkwright, I can put down the deposit on the house.
It's a blooming miracle.
Oh, now, isn't that just champion? Oh, Mr. Arkwright, love, I don't know what to say to you. Oh, dear, I've never... Oh, my goodness.
There's a list of names in there, Aggie. People who contributed. I just happened to mention I'd like to do something to help you, and, well, the idea sort of snowballed.
Oh, people can be so good. Oh, my goodness, what when you least expect it.
As you'll see from the names on the list, you're pretty popular with the law.
Hey, what a long list. Get a magistrate, he pitched in too.
The chief constable, all the men from the police station.
Oh, and a whole lot of my old boarders. Mr. Buckner now, he's the one who got into trouble for diddling the gas company's accounts. Oh, it's all so wonderful. Oh, Mr. Arkwright, you just got to stay for a little while now. You've got to celebrate with us. Celebrate Christmas and the fact that people have got such lovely natures. And a merry, merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
And so the curtain falls on Act One of tonight's Caltex play, So Many Children.
Faster starts, smoother acceleration, more economical running. That's what you get from Caltex Butane Boosted Gasoline, the gasoline designed to take better care of your car's performance. Next time you fill up, change to Caltex Butane Boosted Gasoline. Your car will respond more readily, tick over more smoothly and steadily. Caltex Butane Boosted Gasolines at the sign of the Caltex Star, where we take better care of your car.
You'll be happier by far when you stop at the Caltex Star because of all the things we do. And we take pride in serving you.
The Caltex Theater now presents Ruth Cracknell in So Many Children, Act Two.
Busy, Anna?
No, come in.
Thanks, love.
Feeling all right this morning?
Oh, yes, right as rain.
You don't look it.
Eh?
You should have gone to bed earlier last night.
Go to bed early on Christmas Eve? Oh, my goodness, what a thing that'd be. Yeah, I'm all right. Don't you worry about me. But I was thinking, though, Anna. Last night it was when I went to bed. I was thinking that what with me going to have this house for my very own very soon and you not having no job and... Well, I realize it myself, I'm not all that young anymore, and I wouldn't admit it to no one else, but these days I do get a bit fagged from time to time, running this house and all.
Yes, I know. The doctor told me.
The doctor? What do you mean, the doctor told you? What's that young Dr. Myers been saying?
I saw him yesterday, just after I left the mill. He was talking to me for a while. What he said... Well, I was thinking about what he said when I was sitting down by the docks.
You tell me what
he... He told me to take care of you in any way I could. He told me all about the condition of your heart.
Shh, not so loud. Don't want the others to know, Slippy and Paul, and they're just outside.
Aggie, you did something very important for me. You took me in here, looked after me, and even more important than that, in a way, you made me talk about myself. You've no idea how important that was. There was a sort of knot in my heart, bottling everything up the way I'd been doing for so long, but now, having got it out...
Yes, love, I understand.
And so I want to do whatever I can for you now.
That's nice to hear. Aye, very nice.
Hey, Aggie!
Oh, dear, what's he want now? Coming! You coming out, love?
Oh, in a minute. I just want to get these things cleared up here.
All right. Now, what is it, Paul? What? Ah, you're here, Cornelia.
Aye, she's got some grand news, Aggie, I don't think.
Eh? What's wrong?
My amethyst bracelet, Agatha. The one Mr. Brigham gave me on our wedding day. It's gone.
You mean you've lost it?
No, dear. It's been stolen.
Ah, come off it, Cornelia. You haven't looked proper. I bet it's in the cupboard under the stairs. I found dozens of things of yours before, things you thought you'd lost.
It's no use, dear. That's what I took it from. You see, I had a reason.
Well, if you took it out special, why didn't you wear it?
Well, you see, Agatha, I'm not lucky like you. I don't have anybody to, well, take up a collection for me.
How did you know that?
Well, naturally, that nice Mr. Arkwright asked me for a little contribution. Didn't you see my name on the list? Of course, I couldn't manage a great deal.
So you know I got some money. Go on.
Well, dear, since I couldn't find the money to put down for my house, I planned to sell me amethyst bracelet. I had it valued once, and it's worth all of £50. It's the only valuable I possess, and now it's been stolen.
And by either Slippy, Anna, or me. That's what you mean, isn't it?
Shut up, Paul. All right, Cornelia, then you'd better go to the police about it.
Aggie.
We've all got clean hands in this house.
Aggie, I object to this woman inferring that one of us took her bracelet.
Now, Anna, look, maybe you'd better go back to your room, eh, love, and let me handle...
No, she has no right to say any of us took the thing, and
I... Oh, my dear, I wouldn't say that you'd taken it. No, I don't suspect you from what you did in the past. I mean to say, I understand what you did. Well, it was more like a disease than a crime.
How dare you?
Cornelia, you don't frighten any of us. Yesterday afternoon, Anna told me how she took the little boy from the orphanage, and then last night she told Paul and Slippy about it. We all know, we all appreciate why she did it, and I repeat once more, you don't frighten us.
And we're not afraid of the police being brought into this, so get in touch with them about your bracelet. The police know all about us, and they...
Do they, dear? All about all of you?
What do you mean by that?
You know what I think? You want to touch me for more money again, Cornelia.
What?
Well, it's no go. I've got the money for my house, and I'm going to stick to it. I've lent you enough over the years.
You mean... Aggie, you've actually lent this old bag money?
Yeah, from time to time.
But why, for Pete's sake?
I'm beginning to wonder myself.
Because we've been friends ever since... You know, Agatha, that's why, isn't it?
Cornelia, this gentle blackmail won't work anymore.
Blackmail? Oh, Agatha, that's an awfully serious accusation to make.
What sort of blackmail? Aggie, you tell me what it is and I'll darn well throttle the old...
Oh, shut up, boy. Thank you, but shut up. Now listen to me, Cornelia. I won't let you or anybody else spoil my plans. Day after Boxing Day, I'm going straight to the landlord and then I'll take my money to the building society.
And you can go to...
Paul!
All right.
You are so lucky, Agatha, having the money and all that. I'm really delighted everything's going so well for you at long last. You haven't had a very happy life to date, have you?
She's had a wonderful life, Aggie has. Doing something useful, that's what.
I was referring to the early part of our life. Something you wouldn't know about.
Whatever you're referring to, we don't want to know about it.
Yes, you're quite right, my dear. Unpleasant things are best left lying.
What do you mean, unpleasant things?
No. I don't want to cause any trouble. My goodness, no, certainly not on Christmas Day. I just wanted to tell Agatha in private about my bracelet and ask her advice. Agatha?
Get out.
Oh, dear. This makes it awfully difficult.
Now, you listen to me, you old hag. You try and make trouble for Aggie and
I... Trouble? I'm not making any trouble. The trouble happened a long time ago. With Agatha, I mean... But then, you wouldn't understand what I'm talking about. You haven't actually been in prison like... Oh, dear, oh.
Are you saying Aggie's been in prison?
Oh, it was such a long time ago.
You lousy old liar!
Oh, Paul!
I'll kill her, I will, I'll kill
Paul,
her.
Paul, sit down. Paul, you crazy fool, going for her like that.
Well, I didn't touch her, did I? I didn't lay a finger on the rotten old bat, but I scared her some, eh? She'll think twice before she comes back here bothering you again, Aggie.
Dear Paul. Dear boy. Ta, love.
Well, I won't let no one do nothing to hurt you, Aggie, old girl, that's for sure.
Aye, I know that, love, bless you. Ye but be careful of that Cornelia all the same. If you'd so much as brushed a dress with your hand, she'd have been screaming for you to be charged.
You think I don't know that? Oh, I'm not daft, Aggie. Anyhow, she's gone, and that's the main thing. Here. What was she talking about, Aggie?
Prison. Aye, I did go to prison once. Over 30 years ago. There. Now it's out.
You? In prison? I don't believe it.
It's true. I committed fraud, Paul. That was a charge. A lot of money. I got away with it for nearly a year. Then I was caught.
Oh, Aggie.
Such a wrong thing to do, but at the time... Well, I knew what being poor was like when I was a girl, and I wasn't going to have the same thing happen to... Well, never mind. I had my reasons. Is that her back again?
No, only Slippy.
Oh, Slippy.
Well, there was a to-do here and no mistake, eh? That Cornelia Brigham. Well and truly up to her tricks again, eh?
You heard some of it, did you?
Aye, most of it, Aggie, most of it. She's the one, that woman. I saw it, Aggie, saw it with my own eyes.
Saw what?
For the bracelet, the one she was talking about. After I'd listened for a bit to what she was saying, I nipped into her house.
What?
It's all right, I had my gloves on. There won't be no fingerprints nowhere.
Oh, Slippy.
Aye, and I see this bracelet of hers in the cupboard under the stairs. And you know summat, it ain't worth nothing. Only a bit of paste.
Gee, but Slippy...
Aye, and if she tells police it's worth 50 quid, why, they can see for themselves that it ain't. Look, I've got it here with me.
Oh, Slippy, you daft... Oh, now, what did you do a thing like that
now,
for?
Yeah, hold on now, Aggie.
Taking that? Oh, you must be off your head. Do you realise what you've done?
I hope he realises.
Oh, Cornelia Brigham, will you stop creeping in and out of this house?
It seems it's just as well I do come in silently, and that way I can catch you in the act, as it were. I told you someone had stolen it, Agatha, and you wouldn't believe me, but now it seems I will just have to go to the police now, unless we can work this out between us, Agatha, in private.
Now, I told you before...
Paul. Take Slippy upstairs.
But she...
Please, Paul, do what I say. You go with them, Anna.
Very well.
But look here...
Come on, Paul. We'll do what Aggie asks.
Well, I think it's crazy myself, letting that old bag come in here and bother
them. Yes, come on.
Well?
I really came back, Agatha, because I couldn't let a silly quarrel come between us. Not on Christmas Day.
Oh...
And now I have my sweet bracelet back, we can let bygones be bygones, can't we?
You're not going to put Slippy in?
Well, of course he did take it, didn't he? I mean to say, first time I did mislay it. But then he broke into my house and took it, and then that young Paul, now he did threaten me.
Is this letting bygones be bygones?
Yes, dear, because I have a wonderful idea. I forget all about what's happened, and you forget about it too, and what's more, forget about them too, your boarders.
Eh?
It'd be the best thing you could do, Agatha. Forget all about them and come and live with me.
You're joking.
Indeed, no. And it'd be so much more sensible if you came in with me, Agatha. Now, if I get the money to buy my house, you could move in and not bother about buying this house. Of course, I should have to borrow the money.
Cornelia, you've got to leave me alone.
But we could have such jolly times
together. You've got to leave me be. Don't go to the police about Paul and Slippy. And I must buy this house. Don't ask for no money. Just leave me alone.
But, you see, if I can't buy my house, I'll have to find somewhere else. And I don't fancy that, even though my house is broken into and things are stolen from it, even if I am threatened by young men.
So, if I don't give you my £50, you'll go to police and lay whatever charges you can, right? It doesn't mean nothing to you that Slippy, and maybe Paul too, will be sent to prison.
Perhaps you have some other suggestion, Agatha.
Pass me that tin box.
Of course, dear.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you, Agatha, dear. I'll make a careful note in my little black book of how much it is.
Well, Matthew.
Hello, Mother.
Come in.
Thanks.
Come along here.
Yes?
You're looking well, Matthew.
Oh, can't grumble.
It must be... How many years since you came down last?
Oh, quite a time. 5 or 6 years, I suppose.
Yes. The train trip all right?
All right. I have to get back pretty quick. It's a busy time at the factory now.
Oh, aye, of course. You're doing well there at the factory, Matthew.
Works manager now.
Oh, that's grand. And Atherton itself, does Atherton still look the same?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. How's Marge and the kids?
Fine.
Yeah, that's good.
You said on the phone you wanted to speak to me about something important, Mother.
I hate bothering you about it, Matthew. Knowing how busy you are and all, and making you take this trip all the way down here.
What is it?
Well, truth of the matter is, I'm in a bit of trouble, Matthew. The landlord wants to sell this house, and I'd like to buy it.
Why?
Well, because it's my own.
I see. How much is he asking?
£600.
600? For a place as old as this? It's too much.
Well, I can pay £50 down and £1 a week if I add £50 to put down.
No, definitely not a proposition, Mother. You'd do much better to move out and get a room somewhere.
Matthew, if you could lend me the £50, I could pay you back little by little.
No, I'm sorry. It's quite impossible.
Oh. I'm sorry you thought I was such a bad mother, Matthew.
All that's over a long time ago, and anyway, I know what you did was for my sake, so I'd have a chance to get on and everything. It's all best forgotten now, Mother. Now, look, time is getting on. I'm afraid I'll have to dash in a minute.
Well, if I have to take a room, Matthew, what do you think about me coming up to Atherton, getting a room up there, somewhere near you, Marge and the kids, eh? At least I could see my grandchildren then. I'd love so much to see them and to meet the girl you married. And
no, Mother, no, I'm afraid it wouldn't work out.
Oh, you still haven't told them about me?
It's much better all round if they continue thinking you died some time ago.
Oh, very well then, Matthew. Well, it's been so nice seeing you again, love. Mothers and sons should see each other every so often. I won't detain you any more. Thanks so much for coming down to see me. It's been ever so nice.
I'm very sorry I can't help you, Mother, but for what money I have a duty to my wife and family.
Oh, yes, of course you do. Oh, I realise that. Yes, indeed. Oh, you just put it out of your mind now, love. Well, cheerio, then.
Goodbye, Mother.
Bye-bye.
Just lie still, Aggie.
Oh, dear. Now, what a silly thing to do.
Paul's gone for the doctor. He should be here soon.
Doctor?
Regardless of what you say, he's coming here. You're not at all well. You need a doctor's attention.
Doctor will be as quick as he can.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Well, I may as well face it. Slippy, if you want to do something useful, fetch me a case from Hall cupboard, will you?
Righto, Aggie. Well, how you feeling, Aggie? Bit better now, old girl?
Oh, my word, yes, love. Much better, much better. Just going into the hospital for a day or two, then I'll be hopping around like a 2-year-old.
Ah, of course you will.
I had the same thing once, you know. This funny sort of pain in the chest and passing out. Doctor told me to have a complete rest for a week or two. And that's what I did, and I was as right as rain. I saw 22 films in a fortnight.
Ah, just a day or two's rest, all I need.
Ah, that's right. And don't you worry about things here. Anna and Slippy and me, well, we'll make out all right.
Aye, love, I'm sure you will.
Is this the case you want, Aggie?
Ah, it'll be just fine once dust is wiped off.
Here, I'll do it. You keep your hands to yourself, I can do it.
All right, all right.
You'll never get away with it, Agatha Thompson. Not this time, you won't.
Mrs. Brigham, get out of here. You're not welcome in this house. Go on, get out.
I'll give you three, old hag. And if you're not allowed of here by then, I'll throw you out.
I saw you running along the street, young man, right outside my house.
So what? I've just been up to the phone box calling doctor.
Your explanations will sound pretty thin when you're standing in the dock.
What's she getting at?
I'm getting at my £50. That's what I'm getting at, and it's no good pretending it hasn't been stolen.
Oh? What £50 is that, Mrs. Brigham?
You know well enough. The £50 you took from my little cupboard under the stairs. Sometime over the last couple of days you took it. It went in there on Christmas Day, and now here it is, day after Boxing Day, and I want to go down to the Building Society with that money and...
Excuse me, Mrs. Brigham, but... However, did you get hold of 50 quid?
I borrowed it from Agatha. It's for my house, and I...
Did you lend this sweet old lady 50 quid, Aggie?
Listen, Paul...
You didn't, did you, Aggie?
No, no, I never lent it to her.
Agatha!
Just a minute, Mrs. Brigham. When was it you thought you borrowed the money?
Christmas Day. I borrowed it. I came in here.
You came in here Christmas Day? What time?
You should know. You were here when I came in. I came in about my bracelet.
What bracelet was that, Mrs. Brigham?
Amethyst bracelet, of course, and then I came in a second time.
Oh, you came in twice, did you?
You know very well I did.
Well, that's funny. I don't even remember you coming in once. What happened the second time?
You had my bracelet in your hand.
Eh, what a wicked thing to say.
Oh, that's worse than blackmail, Mrs. Brigham. That's bearing false witness against your neighbour.
Was it a valuable bracelet, Mrs. Brigham?
Yes, very.
And you don't know where it is now?
Oh, I got it back.
Would you say it was worth £50, Cornelia?
£50 or more.
Then if you need 50 quid, why don't you sell it?
Because I... But you're all trying to muddle me.
Would you like to see doctor, Mrs. Brigham?
This time I'm going straight to the police.
Oh, that's a good idea. Now, why didn't we think of that?
What will you tell them, Mrs. Brigham?
I'll tell them I've had £50 stolen.
But what £50? What are you talking about? A minute ago you said it was a bracelet that was stolen.
And what about the questions they'll ask you? Like, where did you get £50?
I'll say it was me own, that I'd saved it. That's what I'll say.
But you just told us Aggie lent it to you.
Yes, I'll say that.
Why should she lend you £50, Mrs. Brigham? Mr. Arkwright collected it specially for her so she could buy this house.
Yes, why should I lend it to you? The police would believe Mr. Arkwright, wouldn't they?
Because you were afraid I'd... Because you said you'd come and live with me.
Oh, come off it, Mrs. Brigham. We want to go and live with you and all them smelly animals you've got.
All right, Cornelia, we'll stop this nonsense. You're not going to get the better of us again. Don't forget, we're all professionals in this house, and you're not but a blooming amateur, so off it for good.
You'll be sorry. You'll be
this
sorry.
This way out, please.
Take your hand off me. I promise you, you'll be sorry for
out.
This.
That's telling her, all right.
Aye, good work, all.
And good work you going in there to her place and getting that money. You did give her 50 quid, didn't you, Aggie?
Aye.
And you went and got it back, Paul. Good work, boy.
Hang on a minute now. I didn't get it back. I thought you did, Slippy.
Eh? No, not me.
Well, who then?
I did.
You did?
I knew where she'd hide it till the holidays was over. I got to thinking about it after I gave it to her. I decided to get it back. Here it is.
Oh, well, well, I never.
Aggie, okay. You're a bloomin' genius.
Just like 30 years ago. And just like then, there didn't seem to be no other way.
You had a right to take it. She didn't have any right to it.
Of course she didn't. You lent it to her, now she's paid it back.
Now you can buy this house and live in it for the rest of your life.
Aye. And so can you, Slippy.
We all can.
Aye, that's right enough, Paul. Well, I think this calls for a cup of tea. Sort of celebration-like. Paul, you and Slippy see to it, eh? And set a cup out for that young Dr. Myers. I imagine he'd like a cup when he gets here.
Aye, sure enough. Come on, Slippy.
Aye.
Well, Anna, first thing tomorrow, take the money. Go down to the building society. Get everything fixed up, eh?
Leave it to me.
Aye. Fortunately, I know I can leave everything to you. Oh, that Cornelia, poor, silly, misguided woman. Oh, well. I won't pack up much, Anna. I've heard that they fix you up with night things and all at the hospital, but it is nice to wear your own things. This rap ought to fetch a bit of a laugh, eh? Japanese. I don't know, though. It's quite pretty. Oh, and that anky you gave me for Christmas, Anna, I'd like to take that, too.
It's here.
Oh, good. Glad I washed my airbrush yesterday. My comb's a bit old. Like me, got a few teeth missing. Hope you get on all right here, Anna. Slippy's no trouble if you handle him gentle. He makes his own bed, but I always give it a bit of a going over. And he takes a bath twice a week, if you remember. And Paul don't care for fish so very much. But you can handle Paul if I'm not much mistaken. Oh, I hope it won't be too much for you, love.
Oh, Aggie.
Now.
I wish...
We all wish a lot of things, lass, but wishes... Now, you look here. You be practical, see? Like me. Give me a bit of that writing paper.
Oh,
thank you. Now, you and I understand each other pretty well, Anna. Right?
Yes, Aggie.
Right. And you know as well as I do that my chances of... getting out of hospital.
Don't, Peggy, don't talk about it like that.
You've got to be practical, Anna, you and me. You know, like I do, that I'm going in there to die. But Slippy and Paul, on your sacred oath, you mustn't tell them the old ticket's as bad as it is. That my number orbit came up on this last attack. And as far as dying's concerned, well, I'm not afraid of it, Anna. I'll look St. Peter in the eye and admit my mistakes and say I'll try better next time. Or later on. Later on, I suppose. All through eternity. Ah, there we are. This is my will, love. I've left everything to you. Ah, do stop crying now. There's a good girl. Nothing to cry about at all. Oh, that'll be young Dr. Myers, I expect. Everything packed?
Yes.
I'll get him to take me off as quick as he can. Ta-ta, Anna, love. We'll see each other again sometime. It's all yours now. All this. Get all the happiness you can get out of it, love. And look after them well, won't you? Slippy and Paul. Look after my children well. Aye, coming, coming. No need to knock the jolly house down, young Dr. Myers.
So ends our Caltex play, So Many Children. In a moment, we will give you tonight's cast and tell you about next week's presentation in the Caltex Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, the producer of tonight's Caltex play, Cressick Jenkinson.
Thank you. So Many Children was written by Gerald Savory and adapted for radio by John Crane. In the starring role, you heard...
I played Aggie Thompson.
This was Ruth Cracknell. The supporting cast was as follows. Cornelia Winifred Green. Anna Marcia Hathaway. Paul Michael Cole. Slippy John Brunskill. Arkwright and Matthew Ken Broadbent.
Thank you, Mr. Jenkinson. Next week, in the Caltex Theatre, you will hear Four in Hand, a scintillating comedy of two men and two women who learn through a series of amusing mix-ups that love, friendship, romance, and peace of mind are not easy horses to drive. Four in Hand. In the starring role, you will hear Aileen Britton. Be listening for this laugh-filled show next week. And remember, too, The Seven Hills and The Lady from the Sea, further outstanding productions soon to be heard in the Caltex Theatre. Now, this is your compere, Rick Hutton, bidding you good night on behalf of your hosts, Caltex Oil, marketers of Caltex Super Gasoline and Caltex Gasoline, the world-famous RPM 1030 Special Motor Oil, and Marfac Lubrication.